Voila.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a pointed message from Syria to Saudi Arabia. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Al-Mualim warned Saudi Arabia not to send troops to his country, threatening during a press conference on Saturday that troops would be sent back home in coffins. European Union officials are urging Turkey to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU Foreign Minister Chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday in a meeting with European foreign ministers and their Turkish counterpart that EU support for Turkey is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that the country can handle the influx of refugees. She said at the meeting in Amsterdam that it is unquestionable that the people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need of international protection. Turkey is providing humanitarian aid but has not opened the crossing, despite Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu's comment Saturday that his government has an open border policy for people escaping military violence and Russian airstrikes. Media reports note that Turkey did let more than a dozen Syrians injured in bombings near Aleppo cross the border. Syria's official news agency, Sana'a, reported Friday that it had regained control of several towns in Aleppo, once the country's commercial hub and now a flashpoint for violence between government forces and opposition fighters. Turkey is host to an estimated 2 million Syrian refugees already as Syria approaches the 5-year anniversary of the start of its war. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. More from VOA's Aisha Tazim in Islamabad.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to imparting a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Let's get back to that story now as Edward Uradian reports for VOA from Cairo about a warning from Syria to Saudi Arabia.
Mualim insisted that the Syrian government would not agree to a ceasefire on the ground despite UN efforts so long as Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continued to fight in the country. He also warned Saudi Arabia not to send forces to fight in Syria. He says that logic would preclude any Saudi ground intervention in Syria, but that the folly of the Saudi regime means that nothing can be excluded. He warned Saudi Arabia that any aggression on Syrian soil would result in the aggressors being sent home in wooden coffins. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman General Ahmed al-Asiri told Arab media Friday that his country was ready to send ground forces to fight in Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Rescuers continue to search for more than 100 people still missing after a powerful, shallow earthquake struck southern Taiwan before dawn Saturday, causing a high-rise residential building to collapse, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds. More than 340 people were rescued from the rubble in Tainan, the city hit worst by the quake. Some 2,000 firefighters and soldiers scrambled with ladders, cranes, and other equipment to the ruins of the 17-floor residential building, which folded like an accordion onto its side after the quake struck. The spectacular fall of the building immediately raised questions about its construction, and Taiwan's interior minister said there would be an investigation. And as the days count down to primary election day in New Hampshire, some Republican voters here seem to be flocking to the contender they believe has momentum, Marco Rubio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.